Oh, yeah, you know when you hear that music, you know it's the half hour of power. The best show post-show, 30 minutes of rapid fire, unscreened calls. We do it every other week. Available every Friday for download at thebestshow.net. And as always, we are joined by America's mightiest heroes, the half hour of power crew, AP Mike. Hey, if I'm the Nick Fury of this, then AP Mike is who? Captain America.
Sergeant Rock?
No, you're Captain America.
Okay. I thought we were going for arm guys.
Let's say Dumb Dumb Dugan.
Is dumb, all right. Dumb Dumb Sky.
Too deep for me. I don't catch all these comic allusions.
Remember, Mike, he wore the,
I get about,
he
you know,
wore the bowler cap.
40%. Okay.
Remember the guy with the red hair who wore the bowler cap?
Oh, okay. Now,
yeah. He ran around with white Nick Fury.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. I like how twisted everybody got that they changed, when they changed the color of a cap. It's like, yeah, there was no non-white anybody back. It's like, he was white in the thing. Yeah, everyone was white back then. How about cracking it open a little bit? We're not back then anymore.
Mm-hmm. Are there any more military comics out there? They were kind of big when I was young.
I remember Nom, but that was like 87.
Mm-hmm. Nom. Oh, my God.
Did you read
Nom? Was that real? That was real?
Yeah, it was the Nom.
Okay.
It was a great book.
Nom. Could you imagine actually having been in Vietnam and then you're just like, some kid is like, man, I'm reading Nom. It's funny.
Remember, you guys remember Weird War?
Yes.
I mean, there were the Weird Western, and I guess there was Weird Horror, right? Was
that? Yeah, I think they had all weird titles. They were great.
A lot of weird stuff.
They're not around anymore, though, right?
No, not the weird ones. So we have AP Mike here, of course, and then we have the one and only Pat Byrne. Who would be the, in the, if you were, if it was the Avengers, who would Pat be?
I feel like if there was, if you look at the Marvel Expanded Universe poster, one of those giant posters.
Yeah.
I'd be the, like, guy that they keep repeating like, over and over again, just like small in the background to fill space. Just
to pad it out.
Like Howard the Duck?
No. It was like, it's like, I don't know. It's one of those, guys in the green suits with the yellow
Hydra.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
So you would be a soldier of Hydra.
Soldier of Hydra, sure.
Speaking of green shirts, tonight he's wearing a green shirt.
I am.
The one and only Dudio.
Hello, Jason.
Gore. How are you tonight?
Good. I'm great.
Good. Congratulations on Hillary Clinton, you being the comedian of choice
for the
Clinton administration.
When they need laughs,
they go to @SonicDork.
Yeah. Shocking.
When she follows you is when I'll give you, that's when I'll give you true props.
Okay.
When I look and I see Hillary Clinton follows Sonic Dork, then I'll be like, all right.
Does it have to be her personal account or the campaign account?
Why, it sounds like, are either of them following
you? I mean, no, they aren't.
Because one of them could just follow everybody the way...
Like the Obama account was.
Yeah, the way Obama
or... Cory Booker.
Or Cory Booker or AP Mike.
I never got...
Does.
Cory Booker unfollowed me.
Because you tweeted a joke about him?
No, I never did. I guess he just didn't like the jokes.
Oh, see?
So, some tension.
Yeah.
I have a direct message log with Cory Booker.
About what?
When he followed me back, I kind of like trolled him into following me back because I made up a story about how when he was at the inauguration for Stephen Fulop in Jersey City that he snubbed me at the taco truck
Did he snub you at the taco truck?
Like a true politician, like whoever runs his Twitter apologized to me and was like, pardon the oversight, and like followed me back immediately.
Well, that's great.
And I was like,
Pat's got all these little schemes that he knows how to.
Yeah.
I mean, I've noticed that about him.
I want to hear more about Pat's schemes, but first I want to introduce, last but certainly not least, the only member of the lineup tonight that is sans footwear.
I'm so sorry.
That's her dog.
You have no idea how often I'm barefoot, and especially now that I'm working from home, I do not put on shoes.
Okay, all right.
Just getting back to my roots.
More regular pants.
I mean, I'm in pajamas. I am straight up in pajamas.
We have Kristen Bartless here.
Hi.
On Twitter as Kristen Cheeks.
Super comfortable.
Now, Pat.
Yeah.
Before we go to the phones.
Uh-huh.
We'll go to the phones, but I want you. Are you comfortable telling anybody about your Bob Dylan
Absolutely.
Story?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
We will talk about that. Let's go to the phones first. Half Hour of Power. You're on with AP Mike, Pat Byrne, Dudio, and Kristen Cheeks. Welcome. No?
Is that one of them, Mike?
I don't know. I thought I had people lined up.
Half Hour of Power. You're on.
Hey,
you're here. You're here with AP Mike, Pat Byrne, Dudio, and Kristen Bartlett.
Dudio, do you really want HHOP to come to an end?
Oh yeah, it's the only thing I really want in my heart.
Oh my gosh!
I know, right? Now who is this?
This is Shane from Philadelphia/Boston.
Yeah, I met you. I met this kid.
Oh, yeah, we met.
Nice guy. You're a nice guy.
Thanks. Yeah. I'm pretty cool.
Thanks. I'm pretty cool. The trademark of the super cool always say, "Thanks. I'm pretty cool." Because you usually, if you are cool, you have to tell people about it. Well, remember when like Bob Dylan in '65 was always just wouldn't stop talking about how cool he was in case anybody didn't notice, right? Or like, you know, like now, like Kendrick Lamar is always reminding everybody he's super cool and you can just know he's cool, right? That's you,
Miles
Shane.
Davis did it.
Miles Davis, he said birth of the cool.
Yeah, he didn't say I'm cool.
No. So what's up, Chief?
I just wanted to say I saw a screening of My Winnipeg because you recommended it and Guy Madden spoke there and he was really cool and I got to meet him.
Oh, that's awesome. Did you like the movie?
Yeah, I'm actually going to write a paper about him now that I saw it. So you changed the course of my life.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad at the very least you got to see a great movie.
Yeah, I did, and he was like a super normal guy. I mean, easy to talk to and everything. Mm-hmm.
That is fantastic.
Also, I saw the movie Legend, and it was two thumbs down.
Legend? Which one is that? Tom Cruise?
No, that's with Tom Hardy.
Oh, you're talking about the new one, the Cray Brothers.
Yeah.
Where he plays both Cray Brothers.
Yeah, it was so bad.
Is it corny how he's playing both characters?
Yeah, he like fights himself, and one of them is like schizophrenic, and he's like the cuckoo guy.
Like Robert Cray?
No, not
Robert Cray.
British criminals.
Okay, I had no idea.
Oh, boy.
That'd be interesting. I'd like to see Robert Cray fight
so
someone.
You'd like to see... Well, to be fair, I'd like to see Tom Hardy play Robert Cray. That would be something to remember.
Stretch.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Kristen hates Robert Cray.
Not know who Robert Cray is. I haven't known what anything is since you said, I don't know, the first thing that you said. Mr. Winnipeg?
My Winnipeg. You were Mr. You were one letter off, and that letter changes everything. Mr. Winnipeg.
I would like to see Mr. Winnipeg.
I would watch a movie called Mr. Winnipeg. Shane, thanks, bro. Half Hour Power, you're on.
Hello, Tom. Hi, this is Ben from Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Ben, you're on with AP Mike, Pat Byrne, Dudio, and Kristen. What's up? And where in Tennessee?
Murfreesboro.
Kristen and I almost went to college there.
Yeah. In Murfreesboro.
MTSU.
Yeah.
Murfree?
I called here.
Yeah, it's a cool town.
I've called here before, yeah. Yeah, it's a place. Yeah, there's a NTSU there. Yeah.
So what's up, Chief?
Well, I'm very honored to that you've taken my call, and hello to all of you. And
hello.
I'm just calling about just trying to find some friends of Tom out here in Nashville.
Been They're
having
there.
A hard time.
You're having a hard time in Nashville?
No, just finding friends of Tom out in Nashville. Yeah, okay, I live in Murfreesboro, but I work out in Nashville.
Well, I'm going to tell you what to do. Do you know a bar called Duke's?
I've heard of it.
Well, go there. Go to Fond Object.
I went to Fond Object last Saturday. It was my birthday, and I was, just sort of searching around, and I felt like a creep, but I didn't want to.
Why? No. You got to speak up. I mean,
You can't go in. Hey,
you look like a friend of Tom.
Hey, you like the best show?
I mean, that works in masses, but it doesn't work anywhere else.
Well, it works in masses because usually people come in there wide-eyed. I'm sure they're looking around. They don't look like regulars when they go in.
Yeah, yeah.
You can usually spot them from
a couple blocks away.
Yeah. I will tell you that I really wish that I was at masses on my birthday this Saturday.
Uh-huh.
It's all rainy and crazy and this boring on my birthday. Uh-huh. But I did go to Fond Object, and, I'm on the Facebook here with the Bad Company group,
mm-hmm.
Friends of Tom, and
buddy. Go to Duke's. Seriously, go to Duke's. Say hi to either Joey or Sarah.
Okay.
And tell them that that you work in Nashville and you like the show, and because there's a picture of Sarah. Who owns Duke's on Instagram tonight, holding up the box set, the Sharpling and Worcester box set.
All right.
She's into it, so go there. There's a start. And go to Fond Object and talk to whoever's there. Talk to Jem or Pony or Coco, any of them.
Are there stickers in Nashville?
I went there this weekend. And,
I don't think they have stickers at Fond Object. I'll send Fond Object some stickers, and then you can get a sticker there. How about that?
I really want a sticker.
We'll get them there.
Wear a Best Show t-shirt. Walk around.
Yeah.
Or if you order a Best Show t-shirt, like you'll get a sticker with that.
Go to stereolabs.com. Why am I not thinking like this?
Put the sticker on your laptop. Go to a cafe and just sit a while.
Yes. See? The schemer. This is how Pat schemes. We're getting a look inside. Right? The
schemer.
We finally found the thing. There it is.
A hook. Thing.
A hook for Pat.
Schemer. Yes. The schemer. No, but you're right, though. That's exactly what you do. You send it in a very mild-mannered kind of...
Let them come to you.
...even-tempered way. Well, that sounds like you're. I think we got. What are you? The game? What are you, Neil Strauss? You negging? He's going to go to a place and start negging people.
No.
He's going to go to Fond Object and start negging their selection. usually go to record stores. Notice you guys don't have a lot of soundtracks here. Your soundtrack selection's pretty weak, but it's a cool store otherwise. Oh, this guy.
Well, I was going to ask about if they had the Archer soundtrack, but I was alone and I was depressed. It was my birthday. I didn't get around to it.
I'm sorry you had a bad... Did you have a bad birthday?
Happy birthday.
It turned out great. It was fine, but in Nashville it was all rainy. I was walking around all alone. It was, I was looking for the Archer soundtrack, that movie.
What soundtrack? The B. Arthur soundtrack. What is it?
No, Arthur, Dudley Moore, I guess.
Yeah, I think I'd rather listen
with
to
the Dudley Moore movie.
So Christopher Cross, you're listening to what song were you listening to? The song Arthur's theme or to the actual music from the movie?
Well, I was looking for an original print of that film, with Christopher Cross, because I unabashedly love that stuff.
Sure. So you're listening to Once in Your Life You Find Him. Right?
Yeah.
Man in the lift, your heart around, and next thing you know, you're closing down the town.
Yeah.
Living your life one day at a time and showing yourself a really good time.
But you weren't listening to the Arthur, to the soundtrack music. How would that movie go over at masses on a Sunday screening, Arthur? Would they want to know what this British blankety blank is doing?
Please.
Is there a lot of cursing in it? And he's drunk.
He's drunk and he's a party guy.
I've never seen it all the way through.
Very British.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah, I think it would go over well. Okay. If there's drinking, cursing, you got a good chance of winning the people over.
Let me know if you screen it and I will come down to masses and watch it.
Oh, my God.
Return of the Pink Panther went over very well.
It did.
As you can imagine.
And what is that, the second Pink Panther?
Yeah. Even though it's got that long beginning with the jewel heist, can we get through this jewel heist? It goes on forever.
But that's the second Pink Panther movie. That's not the one with Capuchin. It was the woman's name.
It's the one with the monkey in the beginning.
Yeah.
You're giving the money to the Minky. Minky, I don't have a Minky.
Is that the one when?
And it even stopped. It was like it was a Netflix copy, and it stopped in the middle. And I was about to abandon it, and then it was almost like a near riot that I didn't make a better attempt to keep it going. So
was that the one where he is like, does your dog bite? And then he pets the dog, and then the guy goes, no. And then he pets the dog, and then the dog bites him, and he's like, I thought you said your dog doesn't bite. He said, this is not my dog.
Yeah.
Which is one of the dumbest. That's like a fourth grader's joke, but they did it in that movie, and it takes like 3 minutes of screen.
Yeah, there's a couple set pieces, one with a vacuum, one when he's in the bathroom, and, the water still keeps running.
Yeah.
And then, but I kind of like the, I think there were three sequences where him and Kato go at it, and I thought those were pretty good.
I have a quick question. You said Netflix? Masses has Netflix?
No, I bring my Netflix copies
like
down.
A hard copy, a hard
yeah,
DVD.
I'm still believing.
Oh, the DVDs.
Yeah, believe it or not, I'm still, working from DVDs.
I have a lot of friends that still get the DVDs.
I watch DVDs. Yeah,
doesn't everybody, theoretically, doesn't everybody still have, like, three Netflix DVDs that they just never sent back?
I have one.
Right?
Guess what it is? Django Unchained. I kept thinking, I'm going to do this commentary. I promised to do it. You want to do a commentary, me and you?
I'll do it.
We'll sit down and watch it here?
I watched it a couple months ago.
Oh,
I'll
did
do
you?
It.
Yeah, okay.
I saw it in the theater.
All right.
You're not excited about that new one.
The Hateful Eight?
Yeah.
No?
No.
No.
It doesn't look like you liked Reservoir Dogs. Doesn't this look like Reservoir Dogs again?
I haven't seen enough of it it's like a winter Western, right?
Yeah.
Lots of snow. And
so you got your McCabe and Mrs. Miller feel, which he's always obsessed with that movie.
Yeah. I actually just watched that again over the weekend.
How was it?
It's still good. It's still good. I like it.
Now,
hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live. At the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Do you know how long Hateful Eight is?
Is it there's an intermission.
Yeah, it's 3 hours long.
Oh, boy, okay.
I can't wait. 70 millimeter. To see it in 70 millimeter?
What was the last movie you saw with an intermission?
Well, I would have watched it 2 days ago. It's a mad, 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 mad world has an intermission in it, Jason. It's funny that you ask. The last two movies I've watched had intermissions because they were the same movie. So you think that would go, you think that goes over big at masses? It's a mad, 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 mad world.
No, I've already shown it.
Okay.
And like I said on Twitter, I could show that every week,
and they would.
And and I think it's been shown multiple times since. I'm not the only one with a copy. Other people bring it in and they play.
I watched that movie so many times as a kid. because, like, my father liked it and my grandfather liked it. And so they would just run it on holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it just got worked into my, like, DNA. Jonathan
Winters, that wasn't your big for me in our family. It was
when he smashes up the gas station. That was a very big thing. When he rode the bike, when he had to ride the bike, and then, but just when Phil Silvers, I think as an adult, I appreciate Phil Silvers more.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen this movie? It's a mad, 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 mad world, Kristen.
Anne of Green Gables has an intermission.
I'll bring it next week for you guys. I have
the deluxe version.
I haven't seen it in a very long time, but my dad did watch it a lot. Mm-hmm.
Pat?
Also, my dad loves that movie. Also, I've never seen it.
Oh, wow. It's great.
Because
Jonathan Winters, at one point, smashes up an entire gas station to where the entire thing collapses, fighting these two guys. Because Phil Silvers tricks him.
Yeah.
He's like, well, mister, I gotta tell you about this thing, because there's this money buried.
Right. It's a chase movie,
yeah.
Right?
Exactly. So he's stuck riding this bike, and then Phil Silvers pulls up, and then he tells him the story. He's like, there's this money, and if you'll help me with it, I'll split it with you. And then Phil Silvers is just like, you sure you told me everything about this deal? Like, he's like, you told me everything, right? I don't want you to have forgotten anything. And then he's basically ripping him off. He's like, I told you everything I know about it. And he's like, all right, we'll get in the car. And he's like, why don't you throw that bicycle? We want anybody to trip over it. So he throws the bike in the bushes and then he drives off. Phil Silvers drives off now to ostensibly go get the money himself. And then Jonathan Winters wants to kill him for the whole movie now. And then they end up at, Phil Silvers gets a flat, so he ends up at a gas station, and then Jonathan Winters rolls in on the bike finally. And then Phil Silvers tells the two gas station guys, this guy has escaped from an asylum. And then they help tie him up. So he's tied with like duct tape. And then he eventually breaks free and smashes up the entire gas station fighting these guys, which is one of the... It's ridiculous, but it's a three-hour comedy.
Yeah. Now, the scene just goes on. You think it's done.
Yeah.
It's spent all its energy, and then it keeps going.
And then there's a good 20 minutes of the movie is taken up by Sid Caesar and Edie Adams trapped in the basement of a hardware store.
Yeah.
Trying to get out.
That could have been a little condensed.
They could have tightened that up a little bit. But Dick Shawn is so good in it.
Yeah, he's great in it, yeah.
Think about the people. Dick Shawn, you know him from The Producers? He was the acid dude in the... He sang Love Power in the...
I'm coming to get you, Mama. I'm coming to get you,
Mama. I'm coming, Mama. Stay there. Hey, you know what? Happy birthday to you. Send me an email. Okay? Send me an email. If you can.
Sure. I know the best show is over, but could I just do a this probably won't make you laugh, but could I do just like a flame out joke? I did this on stage. I was playing with my band.
Do it. Let's hear it.
Well, I wrote this, and I was looking the other day, and I was pointing at someone, and I pointed too hard, and I think I pulled my finger. And I, I said that on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday, man.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, seriously, happy birthday.
Keep at it.
Yeah. Slightly less happy birthday after that one, but happy birthday nonetheless.
I pulled my finger.
What do you got? Happy birthday. Half hour of power. You're on with AP Mike, Pat Byrne, Dudio, and Kristen.
Oh, hi, this is Chuck from Milltown. I was wondering, have you guys Milltown, New Jersey. Okay. Have you guys heard about this Urban Cowboy TV series they're developing?
I have.
What do you think about it?
I'll see what it is. I'll watch it. It's not like the original movie is like, can you believe they're messing with the...
Wasn't that done before? I thought there was even an attempt to do that before.
Was there?
I thought. No, I may be wrong.
I guess
Nashville show did so well that you're going country.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the guys from the Nashville show is going to be on it.
Okay, well, there you go.
But it's it doesn't seem to have much to do with the movie. I mean, it's going to be about like drug running and that sort of thing.
All right.
But anything can be cracked open and turned into a new thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Give him a shot. Give him a shot. Half hour power. You're on with AP Mike, Pat Byrne, Dudio, and Kristen Bartlett.
Hey guys, this is Siebert in Morgantown.
Who?
Siebert.
Siebert.
Yeah, Siebert in Morgantown. Yeah.
What's up, Siebert?
Well, I had a.
Where's Morgantown? I'm so sorry.
It's in West Virginia.
Okay.
That's about it.
All right.
That's where West Virginia University is, right?
Correct.
You guys burn couches when you win games and stuff.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Okay.
Well, I think Jason just confirmed it.
Yeah.
Because it's not like he accused you of burning them. But I think you've pretty much admitted where you stand on that by saying, when Jason said, people in your city do it, and then you said, I can neither confirm nor deny it, I think we can figure out your track record with burning couches.
Well, I've lived here for a long time as a student and as now a member of society. Okay. So...
Well, just tell me this.
I've run the gamut.
How do you do it? What do? You put a little lighter fluid on a couch? What's the best part of the couch to start with when you're trying to get it to go up in flames?
Well, the best thing to do is you take the cushions out and you pour some type of fluid, whatever you have handy, under the cushions, and then put the cushions back on it.
Mm-hmm. That's not
so it burns from the middle.
Put the fire out,
and not from the top down. But I had I thought I had something worthwhile story that happened to me at work.
Okay.
I really felt was best show worthy because when I first heard it, I thought, oh my God, like. I feel like Tom has probably spent so much time trying to write things like this, and I just witnessed something like that for free. And it was I'm a geologist, and I was working with overseeing a drilling crew, and we were just getting ready in the morning, and these guys were having a conversation, and one of the guys says, well their names are Mitchell and Travis, and Mitchell says, Travis, I'm barely paying attention to begin with. Mitchell says, every time I see that or hear about that, like, yeah, it really makes me hungry. Mm-hmm. And Travis says to him, you're like Pablo the dog. And my ears perk up immediately.
Pablo.
I'm like, wait, did I hear that right? And Mitchell says, who is Pablo the dog? And Travis says, you've never heard of Pablo the dog?
Mm-hmm. What?
His mouth watered every time his master gave him a treat.
Yeah.
You should have paid more attention
this
in school.
He thought the dog's name was Pablo, not Pavlov.
It was wonderful.
That is pretty awesome. That I'm jealous of.
It was absolutely wonderful. I felt like I was just working for free the rest of the day, and this happened at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Pablo the dog. That is pretty spectacular.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
I'm glad you heard it, and I'm glad you caught it, and I'm glad you relate it to us.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Mike. I hear Pablo the dog. Anything? I know you're always. Everybody knows you're always these news stories or things going on. Manage to find you. Is there anything drawn your attention in the news?
I didn't really have anything newsworthy. I mean, I went down to my father's for Thanksgiving, and I was driving down Route 9. And, you know, most of the businesses were closed for the holiday. This was mm-hmm. on Thanksgiving Day. And I saw a man, you know, he was at a Wendy's. The parking lot was empty. It was clearly closed, and yet he had to go up and try the door. And I immediately had a flashback to a Thanksgiving. You know how certain images just get burned in your mind, mm-hmm. and they stay with you forever.
Sure.
One Thanksgiving, I was working at a liquor store, and we were only open until about noon. And so again, I was on Route 9 driving home, and my hometown was sort of known as sort of a pizza town.
Okay.
We had lots of pizza places and a porno town. We had, like, you know, three adult bookstores within a couple miles on Route 9.
The two P's.
Yeah. So I was driving past one of the adult bookstores, and I saw a man grab the door. He did the same thing, you know, grabbing the adult door. Mm-hmm. And it was just, like, perfectly timed for me to see it, you know, yeah. and his dismay that the place was closed on Thanksgiving Day. And yeah, it's always stayed with me. It's a Thanksgiving Day tradition with me, just recalling that story.
I told you what I was doing for a while there when I would pass the one place on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
I would drive past the adult bookstore, and then, like, if I was driving past and people were leaving, I would just go, burr, burr.
Yeah. As if, that's a good as one. If that's a classic.
The honk of recognition.
Yeah.
And then the person's like, oh, no. Yeah. You just saw me.
Yeah. In fact,
I love the beep beep.
It's funny you mention that because
it's so friendly.
You wouldn't go to the two adult bookstores that were sort of isolated like mm-hmm. that for that very reason. Uh-huh. Somebody might see your car there, you know.
Uh-huh.
But there was one right next to a diner.
Yeah.
So you could sort of park on the diner side, and then you do the little walk of shame, you know.
Oh, what's over here? I don't mind.
And you did you have to walk.
Would you like trot really fast?
You did have to walk with full exposure to Route 9. So there was a bit of a, you know, a dangerous element to it, you know?
So you're just like, you're slowly going through the diner parking lot. Then all of a sudden, you've got a real sense of purpose when it's time to get in.
Yeah.
And then did you get out of the place and then you would just kind of
burst
out?
Yeah, dash, yeah.
And then slow your step in the diner parking lot?
Yeah.
Suddenly I'm just in this diner parking lot holding a bag.
A black bag.
Holding a black
bag. Really weird rectangular boxes.
The worst thing I ever saw in that one was a guy in full clown makeup. Yeah, and I'm not kidding you. And I was like,
just got off a clown job?
Yeah, like, but you know, I'm thinking,
I earned this.
Did he just get off the clown? Did he just get off the clown job?
Yeah.
Or was this his way of avoiding shame?
Yeah.
You know,
God.
Put the clown makeup.
That is literally the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Nobody would see him.
He would just be like, Bill? like.
It is awkward when you run into somebody you know in there, right? I remember one guy's, you know, to me it's just like, hey, we're here, you know, it's like, what's the big deal? But this guy says, we all have our needs.
The clown.
We all have our needs.
There's something very New Jersey about that story.
But it's all gone. It's disappearing. The internet killed it. It's a culture.
Pat, any opinions on adult bookstore culture? Is this, as a younger guy, I knew people I worked with who were like huge fans of adult fare.
Mm-hmm.
But you, because sometimes people have to have bad jobs like that. Like I've met people who have had to work the register at places like that.
Man. I know that they're still out there. There's that one on Route 17. Before the Bendix Diner that's, like, still there.
Oh, yeah. I've
yeah, and there's a bunch that, that are just, like, you know, even you said the internet killed it, but I actually think that there's a big market for people in their, like, you know, 50s on that will still go there and get
porno pure.
Yeah.
So it's like a dirty comic book store.
It's like a dirty comic book store,
Those guys are just like, I still read comic books.
I mean, think about...
In comic book form.
Yeah. Think about how expensive New York City real estate is, but there's still that part of Sixth Avenue that it's like all kind of video and stuff, you know? It's just like, well, these stores are still open, even if it's like a two-block strip, so...
Okay. Yeah. Do you think anybody was going into those places that rented, where they would like legally have to have like the front 10% of the store would be just like... actual movies, and then you'd be like, ooh, look at this video.
Porky Pig.
They got...
that happened in New York for a time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where it'd be like, oh, look, it's...
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing Cool Runnings.
It was a place on...
sun-bleached copy of Cool Runnings.
Oh, yeah. They had the cheapest cutout videos right in the front window, you know?
And then you go in, and it's those saloon doors. I wonder if the saloon doors, if there was ever a thing. Did the saloon door industry know that a fair amount of their business was going to video stores? Did they have to like start making special saloon doors that catered to video stores to be like allows for maximum
coverage?
Yeah.
Privacy.
Like a full frame saloon door prevents any children from seeing into the underneath the saloon door. Like
can't peek through slats.
Yeah,
we should get some for the studio.
Perfect sign, like allows for signs to be placed, like without having to deal with the slats, like. Special sign, like a spot to put an under 18 not allowed or adults only sign. Mm-hmm. Are you tired of your sign falling off of slatted saloon doors? Saloon doors.
And they make that noise, you go through it, the whole store would be alerted. Everybody knows.
There's bells on them.
The whole store squeaks.
Just lots of bells.
You'd be in a video store, you'd just say like,
they never oil them for that reason.
Yeah. That is so...
There's something even filthier about those, at like a car wash, you see them, those vinyl slits that you have to like go through.
Oh,
and oh,
did you ever have to go through vinyl slits to get to a porn site?
No, but I've seen them like
I've never
in
seen
stores,
that.
Just
that
like right weird back areas
there.
Of stores.
The vinyl slits at a car wash. What do you mean? Like that your car goes through to keep the
that your car
vacuuming
through...
your car from getting wet.
Yeah,
like,
but,
instead
but,
of like but, like they put them up like during the winter, so the
you
air.
See,
doesn't
you
get
see
it.
Them in the butcher section of the.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. Gotcha. Like Rocky pushed his way through to go deal with Pauly that time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Creed. Who will see Creed here?
I go see it.
I'll go see it. I mean, you know.
Kristen, Creed, any interest?
I'll go see it if I have to see it with Jay. I have no interest. I don't think I've ever seen any Rocky movie except for, you know, it took me a long time to realize that Creed was not about the band. Yeah. I still am confused about that.
You saw Rocky IV with me once.
Did I?
Yeah.
When did I see that?
You were just sitting on the couch and I watched it.
And I was just like dying inside.
Yeah. Paulie's Robot, any thoughts on Paulie's Robot? Who was the star of Rocky? Paulie got a robot because Rocky was so flush with cash.
That's the next relaunch.
Yeah,
or
the robot.
Yeah.
I, Paulie's Robot.
I, Paulie's Robot would be the...
That would be the true low point of the... Or high point of the Rocky franchise. Kristen, tonight you've said... This is what I want to say. You've talked about the things you didn't like or the things you didn't know.
I'm so sorry.
Well, no, just say what are things like, if you just had to say some things that you do like currently, what are some things of late that you've enjoyed?
I'm incredibly into the British Bake Off.
British Bake Off. You had mentioned this. It was because when you guys were in England.
Yes.
You had watched a show.
The British Bake Off, which is like a very pleasant, gentle show with very low stakes, where these normal people get together and bake.
And they don't get humiliated
They're
on it.
They're not humiliated. They're okay. Just like gently let go.
Okay.
And now there's an American version with the host is here. So it was on ABC last night.
And how was the adaptation of it?
Already they're more competitive with each other. I think that's just sort of American spirit. They're already... But I one thing that's really funny is that every person... Like, there's a Southern guy, there's a New York lady, there's, like, someone from the West Coast. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, the epitome of your region, which is funny.
Mm-hmm. That is funny, that everybody embodies...
Yes.
...their part of the country.
Absolutely.
So you like British Bake Off. What else?
I did Gogglebox.
Yes.
Which is, again, British people watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
Also funny. I am into...
I think Mike would like Gogglebox.
Gogglebox is excellent.
Is it on BBC?
It's actually on Channel 4, which is another channel in Britain. Uh-huh. But it's uncensored. So they're able to say all the words.
But I mean, can I watch it on cable here?
You can watch... It's on YouTube. It's on video YouTube. Streaming sites. I'm not going to name that one.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I'm into Master of None.
You like Matt? I've not watched it yet.
That's good. We're going to find something.
That we have common ground. I want to watch Gogglebox.
Yeah,
I want to start watching that.
It's good.
I heard it, because you recommended it, then Jason recommended it. And I was talking to somebody from England about it, and she said she loved it so much.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so great, because it is so, so good. Mm-hmm. And it's like each... They have personalities, and you fall in love with, like, different families.
Mm-hmm. And it's completely, like, as you have an old couple from Liverpool. And
Leon and June.
Yeah, they're hilarious.
Oh, they're so cute.
Just different families from different areas of Britain. Mm-hmm. And it's
and they're watching TV. And it's
so good.
Just enough for me to be okay.
All right. I'm going to watch it. Pat, anything you want to recommend?
Let me think.
Well, any plugs? And who has plugs in here? Get your plugs ready.
I actually have a plug.
Oh.
I'm going to be doing a show next Monday, the 7th, is it? December 7th? At Over the 8.
Yeah.
That guy Riley, who you might know as Vacation Jason.
He's a good dude.
He's putting on a comedy show where everybody in it has to perform a set while wearing a leather jacket. So I'll be doing a comedy set in my leather jacket.
I could never do that show.
For anyone who wants to come to Over the 8. I think it's, 8 o'clock or something. And as far as shows that I'm watching or movies, stuff like that. I'm trying to think of stuff that nobody else would be into. It's so hard for me to just, like, absorb the stuff I'm it's like no-brainer stuff.
But it's okay if it's something to everybody. It's cause...
I really like Last Man on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
I like that show a lot. And what else do I watch? Oh, the new Mr. Show is fantastic. I really like that.
Directed by
Jason Wallner, right? Yes.
Did so much of the directing for that.
Both shows, actually.
Yes. He's directed a ton of Last Man on Earth. And With Bob and David,
yeah, yes. That's what it's called.
Jason, his talent knows no bounds. Let's take a quick call here. Half Hour Power, you're on with AP Mike Dudio, Pat Byrne, and Kristen Cheeks.
Hey, this is Savannah from New Hampshire.
Savannah, what's going on in New Hampshire tonight?
Nothing at all.
Nothing? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all right.
Are you in school?
No, I graduated school a couple years ago.
Okay.
Graduated from college. I was at the show in Boston, and I just wanted to tell you how much I loved it.
Oh, wow. Thank you. It was fun, right?
Yeah, it was really fun. I was really nervous when I found out it was at the Sinclair because it was general admission. And... ever since I was a kid, I've had problems fainting when I'm standing still for too long.
Yeah.
So I was terrified. And before you guys came out, I was kind of starting to panic, getting all clammy. And then when you guys came out, I was just, like, totally fine and had a blast. And something funny was happening every second. I totally forgot about it. I was totally fine. I could have stood there for 2 hours.
Oh, well, that's awesome. I appreciate you saying that. Well, we have to wrap this up. We've gone well past the half hour of the half hour of power. So I'm going to say thank you, and you have a great night.
Thanks. You too.
All right, bye. Jason, Kristen, anything to plug?
We have the Bridge and Tunnel Holiday Spectacular.
Now, that's for people who don't know, Bridge and Tunnel is your sketch group.
Yeah, it's our sketch group.
Yes. See, so. I said sketch.
Yeah.
Last time I said improv and improv troupe. I said improv troupe, which is very demeaning, actually. Makes it sound like you guys are...
very dance.
Or like Renaissance fair.
Yeah, like you're wearing clown makeup going into a... going into an adult bookstore. That image, Mike.
It's horrifying.
You can't forget something like
that. No.
It stays with you.
Why don't you write a book?
Yeah?
I'm serious.
You really
All
enjoy.
Serious. The times you tell stories, mm-hmm. people who've heard the children's book,
mm-hmm.
and any of those things you do, mm-hmm. or like the Michael Perry.
Yeah, yeah.
So many people have said to me, it's like, Mike really is a good writer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, with these stories, you could do some version of if you just started a thing off with the idea that you were going into the adult bookstore and a guy with clown makeup was in there, that would be the funniest book I've ever read.
Well, you can't make it up. Yeah.
But that's what I mean. You've got so many good ones.
You don't have to make it up. You have many stories. No.
The clown one, it could just be a collection of short, you know, mm-hmm. moments from your life. Yeah.
I'm working on a couple more tough tales for tots. They're getting darker, though, already. You thought that first one was dark?
Yeah.
The next ones are even darker. Mm-hmm. It's like, so.
I'll say this. I would love to wait for you to do the audiobook version and to be listening to you telling these.
Well, I prefer other people's voices. I mean, I thought Charlie had such a great voice. That's why I thought he was good for that.
Charlie's good.
Mm-hmm.
And I even have one. I have somebody else in mind I think would be really good. But I got to write it first, so. I'm trying to keep pursuing it.
You really can do it, and you're really...
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm just mm-hmm. saying.
Yeah, no.
It would be amazing. Mm-hmm.
So, Bridge and Tunnel.
Yeah.
Christmas Spectacular.
Yep. Holiday Spectacular.
Sorry, yeah. Holiday Spectacular.
We're starting the war on Christmas.
Okay.
So.
The Holiday Spectacular.
Yeah. December 18th?
19th.
December 19th at?
9:30.
At?
The Pit.
The
People's
Pit.
Improv Theater.
In?
New York City. On 23rd.
And people can get information where?
At bridgeandtunnelnyc.com. Also,
yes.
Jason made a mod team.
I have my first UCB mod show, so that's like their sketch team.
That's awesome.
House sketch team.
Nice.
My team is called Monaco.
And
our first
name.
Show is on Monday, the January 11th at UCB Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
At,
awesome. Congratulations.
9:30.
9:30.
Yeah, 9:30. So,
later.
Or in Kristen's team is the next week.
Awesome.
What's Kristen's team?
They don't have a name yet.
Oh.
We don't have a name. We have to meet in person to settle the dispute.
Can I offer a name?
Please.
Badger.
Badger?
Badger,
like.
Yeah.
It's not a bad name.
Badger.
It just came to me.
I'm going to file that away. I would like Badger. I do think that some people don't like one-word names. I love a one-word name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think one-word name is strong. All
but
caps.
But I think that there's like a big, there's a thing happening in... like opposition to the one more name.
Mm-hmm.
So it might have to be Badger.
You
still like that?
Yeah, I do.
Pat?
Yes.
You just did the live show.
Very proud of that one.
So but people can check you out doing the leather jacket show this Monday.
This Monday. And actually if you guys want, just by the time this gets posted on Friday, I'll say that the Vimeo version of the show we just did for Prove It All Night should be up on Vimeo.com/WFMU, and it's a really good one.
Oh, so, yeah.
Vimeo.
Check it out.
That other site.
Right.
Yes.
And we don't do that.
No, we don't. Thank you, Dudio. No. And Mike, Masses, you're at Masses on Sundays.
Yeah, people still are stopping by. I have the stickers now. David Clark stopped by.
Oh, that's
friend
nice.
Of the show.
And you also over at Bandcamp.
Bandcamp. apmike.bandcamp.com. Yeah, that's still up there. For those MP3s make great stocking stuffers. I've heard.
That's awesome.
I've heard. So and people, I was on the special with Brett Davis.
Oh, yeah. You were so good on
so
it.
Good.
Which was a lot of fun, and he's got a great group there. I mean, I was really impressed with the way they organized that, and mm-hmm. it was a great experience.
Brett Davis is actually doing our Holiday Spectacular show. Oh, yeah. So
awesome. It's like a real, it's like a community.
Yeah.
You were so funny on the show.
So good.
Really. Yeah. So good. You played it perfectly, and people can see that. Where is that's online?
It's online. Yeah, you can find it.
And okay.
Yeah, he's got a Facebook page, Twitter. Yeah.
Okay, everybody. This is the Half Hour Power. We're gonna say goodnight. And I'm trying to think if I have. Do I have anything?
Philly.
No. Philly live on the 13th of December. Next week on the Best Show, Dave Hill will be here. We'll be doing a back-to-back thing. I'll be on his show on WFMU. On Monday night, he will be here on Tuesday night. So that'll be a fun kind of home and away type thing. So get ready for that, and we will all talk to you in 2 weeks in the Best Show next week. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Good night. Bye.
Bye.